letting people know boldly that we are not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we will stand not down, but up. For Jesus Christ has been resurrected, and He is alive. Introduction. I hope you have something to write with. Since the turn of the 20th century, approximately 150 million lives have been lost across the globe as casualties of war. These disturbances are no longer lurking in the distance. They have made their way to our own backyard. Now people are receiving instructions on what to do if they find themselves in the vicinity of an active shooter. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 6, He said, Jesus said, "Ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars." Take something to write with, if you will. Let's begin to go to work. Underline the two words, shall and hear. You shall means you will be hearing. You will means at the point of acting, therefore about to happen. That which is inevitable, that which is certain to occur. You will be hearing. It's in a Greek present. It's an ongoing action. Physical hearing. Your ears will be full of events happening all around the world constantly. They're not going to let up. It's going to be more and more progressive in its happening. So in Matthew 24, 6, Jesus said, you will be hearing. Like it or not, it's going to happen. And if you can hear, you're going to be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. Look at the word wars. I want you to write down something you don't have on your printout. Jesus is giving us a glimpse of what normal life will be like in the church age. It is here that Jesus is giving us a glimpse of what normal life will be like in the church age. No feel-good messages. Are things going to get worse? Jesus said, yes. What are you and I to do as people of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ? Be obedient unto the word. Make sure you have the peace of God that passes all human understanding, because the peace of God that God gives you as His children will put its foot down upon fear. And the children of God are not to live in fear. Do not allow the coronavirus to put fear in your heart. We'll address that a little later on. So Jesus is giving us a glimpse of what normal life will be like in the church age. Wars is the plural form of a Greek word that describes armed conflict, which also includes battles, fights, skirmishes, and large-scale conflicts. Jesus prophesied. Underline the word prophesied. You probably know what that means. It means Jesus here is predicting the future. Do you know why Jesus Christ can do that? Because Jesus is God. He has no beginning and He has no end. He's a member of the Holy Trinity. He is the Savior by divine decree. And we all know that is what? Non-negotiable. So Jesus promised. He's speaking of something that's going to happen in the future. And He can do that because He is God. He is sovereign. He is all-knowing. Jesus prophesied that before the climax of the age, underline that phrase, climax of the age, and I'll reread it and add to it. Jesus prophesied that before the climax of the age, before the rapture of the church, small and large conflicts of all types would all occur simultaneously at the same time. Across the planet, on a dimension, listen to this, such as never before experienced or known. That's why you don't want Joe Biden as president. He can't even find his way home. He's still in the basement. Wars and commotions, now add this, equal worldwide disturbances. Wars and commotions talked about here are going to equal worldwide disturbances. In Luke 21:9, he also prophesied that there would be a rise in commotions. That verse says, "But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified." Underline those words, "be not terrified." Let me tell you something. That is an imperative. It is a command. In other words, don't turn coward on me. Don't run backwards on me. Stand your ground. And why would you fear or be terrified to start with when Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? When He is the sovereign one, King of kings and Lord of lords, is there anything He can't handle? No! Then stand your ground and move as He tells you to move. And He will do it in His Word and by your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit of God that is within you. Commotions or disturbances, maybe in your translation. But here's the meaning of commotions and disturbances. What cannot stand, what lacks stability. Now let's reread the verse. "But when you hear of wars and commotions, of that which cannot stand, of that which lacks stability, don't be terrified. You're beginning to hear some of that and more is coming behind it." This word commotions describes instability as a result of upheavals of societal, political, or militaristic nature. I've got some more that you don't have. This term conveys a combination of uncertainty and turmoil that generates more instability. What is coming? Not stability, but instability. So how are you going to handle yourself as a child of God during all of this political upheaval and moral upheaval and all of this instability that is coming? It is not by closing the church doors. It is by unlocking the church doors that you, few or many, will come here and you will gather together and we will pray like we've never prayed before. Because many are going to be scared to death and they will not know what to do, even though they have sat in the house of God for years and have what? Heard the Word of God, or supposedly heard it and supposedly listened to it. Brother, when all of this really begins to break loose, you're going to wish you had listened more and paid more attention and knew more of the Word of God, that you were saturated with the Word of God, so you could pray and you could mean it and you could feel it and you would be assured of what you're praying. It is political and moral upheaval. Then there's another word, anarchy. Lacking order or control. You're beginning to see that more and more. It is political disorder and confusion. We're seeing that on Capitol Hill a whole lot more. This also includes any activity that sends society reeling as a result of its unpredictable nature or unpredictable things coming down the pike. That's what Jesus said. And what you don't understand, He does. So there's a time to call upon Him and say, Lord, give me a peace that passes all human understanding. Give me that assurance that I need to have of those things that are unpredictable. Let me really feel assured that I do serve the living God. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. He is my warrior King. And He will go before me if I will just follow Him as Lord and obey His word. He will take care of me. So this also includes any activity that sends society reeling as a result of its unpredictable nature. Jesus said, when you hear of these things, be not terrified. You got it underlined yet? Don't turn your page. Be not terrified is a Greek, you love this, Joey, it's your favorite expression. Greek negated, aorist, imperative. What does that mean? Three definitions. Number one, never do this even once. Don't ever be terrified about anything, not even once. Second definition, don't even think about it. Don't even think about being terrified. And then there's number three, be not terrified. It's just out of the question. Jesus, should I be terrified of all the instability that is coming down the pike and that is all around me? And Jesus says, don't even consider asking me that. I've got it under control. Right? Thank you. Page two. Terrified. Top of the page, you don't have this either. It means don't fly off into unrealistic, irrational behavior. Don't be terrified. Why? What can happen? Don't fly off into unrealistic, irrational behavior. Don't become psychologically detached from reality. Let's nail it down. Coronavirus. Be not terrified of coronavirus. Don't even give it a second thought. It does not own you. You have been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the blood of Jesus Christ will cover the coronavirus when necessary. Terrified. It means to experience extreme horror or fright as the result of something that startles or alarms. So Jesus' command here is be not terrorized, period, non-negotiable. And if you are terrorized of the coronavirus, you ought to be scolded. That's not Terry. That's what Jesus said. Be not terrorized, period. Common sense, use it. But don't get stupid over it. This prohibition implies that being terrorized would be a real temptation for an end times generation. Wow. You know, praise and worship is a part of worship. But if that's all you do, brother, you going to sing your way out of it? Or is the Word of God going to be working on the inside of you, getting you out of it? If you want to sing and obey, that's good too. Question. Is fear and terror the will of God for you? If you get this wrong now, no. Absolutely not. These end time happenings have the potential to alarm us, but as we saw in Matthew 24:6 and Mark 13:7, Jesus said, be not terrorized, period. No option. By these events. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit told us through the Apostle Paul, that means the Word of God is inspired. It's not Paul's word. It came through Paul. Through the Apostle Paul, God hath not given us the spirit of fear. If you are fearful, it didn't come from God, it's come from Satan. Look at the word fear. Fear is the dread of losing. It means causing someone to become cowardly and therefore fall short in following Christ as Lord. Now, to get this, nothing is to come into your life that would cause you to stop following Jesus Christ as Lord. The word Lord is Master. He's the one who calls the shots. If Jesus were here as the God-man, and you were a disciple, and you should be, you're a Christian of Jesus, a disciple is going to follow and listen to his teacher. Would there be any fear in your heart if you were walking behind Jesus as the God-man? None. Because you know what you'd say? You're going to have to go through him to get to me. And you can't go through him to get to me because the Bible says in Ephesians, I am in Jesus Christ. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Underline the word power. The word power means the ability to achieve through the Lord's power. The ability to achieve through the Lord's power. Jim, we talked about that, Jim, the word through. Through. Are you telling me the Lord's power then has to have a beginning to go through something? Is that correct? Let me tell you something. When you get saved, you need to start learning Scripture because you have the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit's going to start working in you and through you. Because there's a lot of things that need to start going through you as a child of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that correct? You know what the problem with a lot of us, why we're scared right now? Because you've blocked what should be going through. Make sense? Then there's love. That's agape love. It means doing what God prefers, not softness. Not softness. Isn't that amazing? The word love, agape, means doing what God prefers. So if you don't do what God prefers, you don't love God. Make sense? Okay, thank you. And then a sound mind. Sound mind. Underline that. Here's the meaning. A sound mind. Behavior that correctly fits a situation. Behavior that correctly fits a situation. Then here's a little more. It is acting out the will of God. That is sound reasoning. When you act out the Word of God, that leads to sound reasoning. Now this unquestionably means fear and terror are not the will of God for His people. Amen? Here's the point. Point one. As faith-filled believers, what is a faith-filled believer? It is a believer that is living by divine persuasion, not human persuasion. Where does your divine persuasion come from? The Word of God and the Holy Spirit. As faith-filled believers, we can thankfully have a different perspective of the signs we're seeing that indicate Jesus will return soon. Jesus goes on to say, we will hear of wars and rumors of wars. What did it say in the Greek? We will continue hearing of this. It's never going to stop. So I want to say to the politicians, quit jacking around up there. quit playing with people's lives up there, because what's coming is going to rock your ship even in Washington. It's not a time to play. It's a time to get leaders, hopefully, that are Christians, that can prepare the United States of America for what is coming down the pike from Almighty God. The word rumors in Matthew 24:6 is from the Greek word used to describe an ear. By using this word, Jesus lets us know that a last days generation will live with an earful of news and information about these events occurring around the world. In other words, you're going to get sick and tired of it. Jesus never said that we would personally see all these wars, revolts, and disturbances, but that we would hear about them. Notice the difference. Jesus says you will continually hear of wars, meaning there will be a non-stop flow of information. Point two. Number two. Since we are living in the closing days of the age, we are a generation who will have an earful of these events. In honesty, when you turn on the television, you get an earful, don't you? You can only say, I can only take so much. Therefore, it is imperative that we grab hold of the peace of God and not allow apprehension. Here's apprehension. A fearful or uneasy anticipation of the future. A fearful or uneasy anticipation of the future. Fear or worry to control our minds. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God did not give us a spirit. Underline the word spirit. It is an attitude or a disposition of the mind. For God did not give us a spirit, an attitude or disposition of mind, of timidity or cowardice or fear. Underline the words fear. I hope you write this down. Fear. The supreme remedy for all fear is true reconciliation with God. I'll reread that. The supreme remedy for all fear is true reconciliation with God. What do you have to fear when Jesus is your Lord and Savior? Nothing. Amen. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but He has given us a spirit of power and love and sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Point three. We must process everything through the filter of God's Word. Let me tell you, if you don't, then everything's about to scare you to death. You're going to have to filter it with the Word of God. And you know what you'll do? I think immediately there will be scripture pop up in your mind from the Old Testament called the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the Word of God. And thank you so